Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So we started your recommended series last night, Death by Lightning.
Yes.
Oh, I told you.
Dan, you started it last night as well.
I watched the first episode. I'm like, okay, it's time for a deeper dive into the history of Garfield.
James Garfield.
And Chester Arthur. Election. Man, it's pretty good.
It was a pivotal point in American history.
If you missed our earlier conversation about it, it's on Netflix.
I believe that's correct.
It's only three episodes. You will want there to be more. And I did not realize this. President Garfield was only our president for 3 months.
He is one of four presidents that have been assassinated. That is correct.
3 months. And he was a kind, decent president. Human being.
He lives on some property in Ohio. I don't know if he's
on a farmer. Yeah.
Is he a farmer? Okay. And
many people were.
And he's a member of Congress, and he's being summoned, I believe, to Chicago, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. for the convention to select. And he wasn't even on anybody's radar, right? And don't hit me up on the text line with spoiler alert, this is history. All right, so I'm not telling you anything you shouldn't already know.
He was a farmer who preferred to be with his wife and children on the farm.
Actually, they softened their approach to him on the series. He was a very well-known politician, and in fact, for the 20 years prior to when we meet him in this series, he had his fingers in everything that was going on in the government. He was a well-known congressman and then, I believe, was elected to the Senate.
A brilliant orator,
yes.
By the way.
Yes.
He was known for that.
And so anyway, here's the part of the movie I just love the most. He is getting ready to head to Chicago for the convention, which obviously wouldn't be that far away. And his wife meets him outside and just says, just promise me one thing. You're going to come home.
Promise me you come home.
And he said, I promise. Well, when he came home, he was the Republican nominee for president.
She was not pleased.
She was not.
You and, go away for 4 days.
And as they ran campaigns back then, the candidate would sometimes just go home and let their people
come to them,
run the campaign. And
what you won't believe, you guys, is that people are just in his front yard wanting to touch him and say mm-hmm. hi to him and thank him. And some guy is offering him a goat, like, thank you that you're going to be our president. Here's a goat. You know, we think about the Secret Service today and all of the protection that we now know he would have benefited greatly from. Back then, you lived on a farm.
By the way,
people came from miles to pray for you and bring you butter and jam and goats.
Yeah, there's been celebrity, of course, around the office of the presidency since the beginning.
So you said it's only three series. You wish there were more. There are four.
Was it four?
Yeah.
We watched it so quickly, and then we were so rudely interrupted by our impending death with carbon monoxide that my timeline's a little fuzzy, Scott.
Okay, I just didn't know if you had gotten to see the last one, I thought I was going to excite you.
Is it four? Yes, we have seen all of it.
Okay. And is the timeline fuzzy, or is the brain fuzzy from the carbon
fuzzy.
Monoxide?
It's all fuzzy, okay, Sam. Okay. But I am so fascinated by this story and what happened to President Garfield that we are going to track down the author who wrote the definitive, really chronicling of that time. She's from Leawood, Kansas, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
A listener reached out to me a couple nights ago after I was raving about this thing. It's called Death by Lightning. And she said, did you know you can buy this book? It gets into more detail. And the woman that wrote the book is from right here.
So the book is called Destiny of the Republic.
Yep.
By Candace Millard.
It is really a fascinating time in the American history because this is the beginning of the Gilded Age,
yes.
The 1880s. We're already 20 years.
Oh, you did deep dive, didn't you?
Well, some of that I already knew, but it had been 15 years, 17 years since the
Civil War. Here's the other deal. You will hate because the screen time is split between the president and the man who would kill the president.
Mm-hmm.
You will despise the grifter. He is a con man. Yep. And here's what's interesting. You know, we have people today trying to con our elderly out of every last dime by sending them to a Bitcoin ATM in a grocery store, whatever. This is a good reminder that in every century, there has been someone who will step up to take advantage of almost anyone. And the actor who plays him in such a despicable manner. He has to win an award. But Johnny said to me, I almost can't watch it. I hate this man so much. Yeah, I hate this man so much.
You know what's coming. They telegraph it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's frustrating.
He's just, what did you call those people back then that would go from town to town to town?
Snake oil salesman.
Yes, he's a snake oil. Thank you, Scott.
Or a grifter, a swindler, a confidence man.
Always has a new big idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you will despise this character, but he has played so well.
He has played well. By the way, Mrs. Garfield lived a remaining 36 years without getting married again.
Never remarried.
Mm-hmm.
Theirs was a love story.
Yeah, Garfield's history is interesting. You know, he was a major general in the Civil War.
Fought for the black people and voting rights.
He actually saw the Civil War as a he was a
Civil
staunch
War?
Abolitionist.
Correct.
So like a John Brown?
Very similar. He was a member of the Radical Republicans, and he wanted the Confederacy to actually pay for what they did. Yeah, he was a very interesting character.
If you never think history is interesting, this is one that
it
you
really
still
is.
Want to watch.
It's
really,
fascinating.
Really
I mean,
is.
I knew, because I read way too much about presidential history and World War II history, I was familiar with the Garfield story. I knew that he was one of four that was assassinated. I couldn't remember if it was McKinley or him that was stabbed or shot. It was McKinley who was stabbed, Garfield who was shot. And I knew Chester Arthur was his running mate. And I knew he was a reluctant presidential nominee, or at least pretended to be a reluctant presidential nominee.
They make mention in there like, well, everybody wants it. He said he didn't
I remember
want
that
it,
line.
Well, everybody wants it.
The reviews, by the way, are off the chart.
You know what I
found? They're calling it one of Netflix's best historical dramas of the entire year.
You know what I found so fascinating? Because we're only about 145 years removed from this time.
It goes like that.
Well, it does, I guess. But how unprotected.
Yeah.
Some of the most powerful people in this country were.
Scott, they're on his front lawn offering him a goat. I'm like, is no one going to shoo those people away from him?
He arrives in a horse and buggy, and there are people, probably 30, 40 different people on his front lawn. Any one of them could have been armed. There's no Secret Service. There's no police that show up to say, everybody back up. Here comes a potential future president. Somebody who may lead this country, there is no protection whatsoever. He gets off a train. There's nobody there.
Yeah.
Until there is.
Yeah. It was a different time.
Do you know what year we started offering protection to our presidents?
I'll look that up. That's a great question.
And was it solely initially a function of the Secret Service?
I believe the Pinkertons were the first.
Or after Garfield, did someone go, you know what? We probably ought to offer some sort of protection for these people.
The Secret Service actually started in 1865.
Well.
But they did not start formally protecting presidents until after the assassination of William McKinley in 1901.
Mm. And who became president after William McKinley?
Teddy.
That's right. 913-586-7798.
I don't mean to bring up a conspiracy theory, but we also watched
Here we go.
We also watched the Kennedy doctors again last night. There were two shooters. I'm just telling you, there were. There
at
were
least.
Two people that shot President Kennedy.
I have said that for years.
Every single trauma surgeon at Parkland said his neck wound is an entrance wound. They said it then. They said it the next day. They said it a year later. They said it when they were 70.
They even knew that on Seinfeld.
The old grassy knoll.
I don't know if it was the grassy knoll.
No, there was somebody on the grassy knoll.
There were two different gunmen
at least
in that assassination.
Not to mention Lee Harvey Oswald was known to be a horrible shot.
That is also correct.
I think he fired the shot from behind. I do.
Well, he fired the shot that missed.
I do not think he fired the shot into the neck. He couldn't have. He was standing behind
him. Remember what he said as he was being ushered through the basement.
He said, I'm a patsy.
I'm the patsy.
I do think he fired the shot to the back of the head. Who fired the shot to the front of his neck?
Who planned it?
Bingo.
If you have not seen what the...
And why?
Those doctors have no reason to lie, you guys. They're trauma surgeons. Dana, they have no reason to lie.
Dana, you're not going to get an argument from me. I've long argued that there was more than one shooter. We will never know. That is the power of the higher echelons of the federal government.
Oh, are we starting that?
No.
Okay.
913-586-7798.
Now the phones are ringing. You don't want to talk about the death of President Garfield, but I tell you that Kennedy has an entrance wound in the neck. Phones are ringing.
Hashtag Epstein Files. Oh, okay, I gotta go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen, man. Just because we question what the government tells us doesn't mean we're Alex Jones.
I'm just telling you.
That's an insult.
You guys, the documentary is called What the Doctor Saw.
There are the government
There
me.
Are few
Good.
People
you should.
In America that people trust more than the trauma surgeon throughout history. That's just a fact. And
they're a scientist.
There were 9, 10 surgeons in that room, the chief of neurosurgery. All of these doctors were in trauma room one standing with Jackie when they brought him in. Every single one of them say the same thing. All of the doctors, here's the other deal. The notes that they made that day.
Well, they're all probably dead by
after
now. But
they were in their 80s and older. Some of them are still alive. They all sat down for an interview for this documentary. The notes that they made from that day. Forget the fact this was the president. They handled hundreds of gunshot wounds per month at Parkland. It was the local trauma center. So think of like KU here or research. Like, where do you go? Like, this Parkland at the time was the place you went when you were shot. So they know what an entrance wound looks like. They all had, you know, 100 years experience between them. None of their stories have ever changed. And the day that the president died, they all go back in their dictaphones and they make their notes. Every single one of them says the same thing.
What? Let me ask you a
question. There's an entrance wound, small pencil-sized entrance wound into the neck, and then the gigantic explosion out of the back of his head. There were two different wounds, okay? One,
at least
the trachea wound could have been fatal in and of itself. He never would have survived what happened to the back of his head.
Well, wait a minute. I thought bullets could change direction four times after being shot.
I'm telling
they
you.
Do the magic bullet theory.
Yeah.
Don't think about conspiracy. Don't think about the government. Just listen to the doctors.
It exited his body and
every
then
single
it.
One of them says
did it again.
It was an entrance wound through the neck. Every one of them.
I understand. Let me ask you this. We are now, what, 58 years removed from the JFK assassination.
62.
Is it 62 now?
Yeah. 63, right, was when it happened. It's 2025.
It was November of 63.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry for the bad math. Math is hard. Why can't the government just trust us with the truth anymore?
I don't know.
I have a theory.
Hang on. Before you give me your theory, I'm not trying to go all crazy Alex Jones or Art Bell or anything like that. What I'm simply saying is, you know, in light of what's going on with the Epstein files, why can't the government trust us to make up our own
minds? An informed decision. And where it gets wonky, and if you're just joining us, it was in 2023. It's called JFK, What the Doctor Saw. All of the surviving physicians sit down and do interviews for this documentary. They all saw an entry wound when he was brought in. When the autopsy was performed later, keep in mind, there was a fight over what to do with the president's body. CIA was fighting with the Secret Service, that was fighting with the FBI, that was fighting with the locals. The Dallas people were saying, this is our crime scene. The feds are saying, the hell it is. The autopsy ends up being done, I think, at Bethesda. They get him to a military base somewhere.
Was an autopsy really necessary?
It was not. I understand what you're saying, but this was the president of the United States. He had just been assassinated. the notes that were made postmortem the next day with the autopsy do not match all of the notes and do not match what the doctor saw. That is just a fact.
So I wonder why the CIA wanted to handle the autopsy.
It's just a fact.
It's very
I think Lee Harvey Oswald did shoot him, did kill him with the shot to the back of the head. You cannot explain the shot through the front of his neck. You cannot, because Oswald cannot be in the back of him, shooting toward the back of him, and also shooting toward the front of his neck. It does not work.
I think you're giving Oswald a little too much credit as a marksman.
I don't think he hit him at all.
He was notorious for being a bad shot.
Got kicked out of gun clubs for it.
The other thing you have to remember is they let everyone touch that gun. You remember they're all holding it up like, this is the gun, and like nine people are touching it.
We have to smear the fingerprints.
It is called JFK, What the Doctor Saw.
Okay.
There's only so many running theories, right? The mob.
Cubans.
Russia. Cuba.
Mm-hmm. Or CIA.
We were talking about this the other night. Is it possible? Is it just possible that Oswald is up there and fires the fatal shot to the back of the head, which is the second shot that was fired? But then in tandem,
he grabs his throat.
He does, grabs his throat
first.
Before
the back of his head gets blown off.
The front shot to the throat is first. Is it possible that two different entities, for two completely different reasons, were there on a very sunny day where the parade route was released to the public the day before? Everyone knew where to line up. They literally published the route of the motorcade. Is it just possible that it is and it isn't the conspiracy we think, where Oswald did fire the shot to the back of the head, but that front shot could have been, fill in the blank, Scott, it could have been Bob that lived in Dallas that hated...
No, and here's...
It could have been anybody.
And here's why. You're talking about a miles-long motorcade, and to borrow your theory, or proposed theory, the two people or more who plan to assassinate the president of the United States both pick
the same spot
on the same side of the street.
It's unlikely.
The grassy knoll is literally 100 yards away from the book depository. I've been there multiple times.
Oh, I've been there too.
By the way, the shot that hit him in the back of the head was the third shot, because the first shot missed everything entirely, which was Oswald's, in my opinion, only shot.
Yeah. I believe he was the patsy.
Back to the running theories. There's only four that we lined out, right? If it were any of the first three, wouldn't they tell us?
I'm just going to read to you just so you know. This is who they interviewed for What the Doctor Saw. There are 64 people.
And I'll tell you why.
64 people took part in this documentary. Ronald Jones, the chief resident. Lawrence Klein, the third-year medical student. Joe Goldstrich, fourth-year medical student. Kenneth Saylor, first-year resident. The assistant professor and head of neurology, Robert McClelland, third-year medical student, Peter Loeb. All of these doctors, you guys, the chief of medicine, Donald Selden, the deputy chief of medicine, Robert Tannenbaum, they were all standing right there in the room.
When his brains
Jackie
fell
was
out.
Over to the right. They also had that huge light that you see in operating rooms, shining right on down to the entrance wound.
Okay. Back to Sam's question, then we got to get to a break. We have Festivus Friday coming your way in an hour and a half. You said if the first three were plausible, wouldn't they have told us? No. We were just off of the Bay of Pigs situation in Cuba, okay, which involved Russian warships right off the coast of Cuba. If it was determined, number one, you said the mob. Yes, if they were responsible, or if the government could have made them the patsy, for sure. But if they were to say, you know what, it was Russia or it was Cuba, we were at the height of the Cold War, of the nuclear arms race.
Right.
That would have created World War III.
Except I'm talking about now.
I'm just telling you, I don't trust any of those people, and I don't even care. I believe the doctors. Listen to the
doctors.
Now, no. They say that's what happened. I go with the doctors.
913-586-7798. Some Cheetos and Doritos will look a little bit different soon. Starting in December, next month, stores will sell simply NKD versions of the popular snack that have no artificial flavors or dyes, meaning that the chips will no longer be bright orange.
Oh.
The move comes following a push by the government to get rid of synthetic food dyes.
Yeah, I think we should.
In the nation's food supply.
I think we should get rid of the dyes because they cause cancer and all kinds of other things. And other countries have said no more, but we're going to be eating chips that are the color grayish.
Now, for the Cheetos and Doritos, the original versions will still be available in addition to the new NKD versions.
You can get the cancerous causing agent ones if you want.
You have to sacrifice short-term satisfaction for long-term gain.
Now, what will
just
they
because
look?
They're grayish.
All right,
will they be grayish?
How much does color influence what we eat? And I can think of one example right off the bat. Hamburger normally, in its
natural state
is not red.
Well, that's actually false.
But if you opened it, you know, they add coloring, Sam.
Yeah, but
Yes, blood is red. I understand that.
No, but that's because of the mass production of beef, and we have forced it to lose. If you have true grass-fed, long-growth beef,
yes,
it is very red.
Okay, so my point is, if you look at beef when you get it from the grocery store, and it is anything but that bright cherry red, what do, Scott? You smell it. You go, God, is that safe?
The natural color of ground beef is bright red when freshly ground, but it turns grayish purple when exposed to oxygen.
Right. How long does yours stay red? And it is certainly not when it is exposed to oxygen. That's because we add color to it. When it starts to turn is when you go, and I make my video and I go, do you think this is safe to eat or is this going to give me salmonella?
But yeah, that rich pink color that you see on beef, that is from the artificial coloring.
Yes. And
that's
so
that's not the true color
to,
of beef.
To what extent do you have to have color to eat something that you think tastes good? Remember during COVID, we lost our sense of taste. And for me, eating meat made me gag. The consistency of it made me gag without the taste. But would you still eat Cheetos that weren't orange?
Probably not.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Sam?
Well, so they're still going to be orange, though. They're just not going to be fluorescent orange, and I wouldn't eat Cheetos anyway.
But what about,
would it
like,
be the only option for a snack? And I used to love Cheetos.
What about, so if I get the beef at the store,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it's gray and purple.
Yeah.
And I take it home, or let me rephrase, it's red at the store. I take it home, pull off the cellophane.
Yeah.
And it starts to turn gray and purple. If I throw it in the skillet and it still turns brown as I cook it,
yeah,
I'll still eat that.
Yeah, it's the smell test.
Well, for sure. Of course.
If it still smells funky once it's cooked, throw it away.
You just know, especially like with pork.
What about
you
cheese?
You just know when you open that up and it's got that kind of, oh, cheese is a good one because is cheddar cheese really
yellow?
Shockingly yellow. Not just yellow.
I'm going to guess no.
Shredded cheddar.
Let me look.
There's
that,
no
that
way.
That government cheese, that American cheese is going to be straight up gray.
Velveeta is now going to be gray.
It's going to be a gray paste.
Eat up your nachos, people.
Okay, so when you buy cheddar cheese at the store, what color is it?
Yellow.
It is very yellow.
Very yellow.
The natural color of cheddar cheese, mm-hmm, would you care to guess?
Is white. It white?
Yes.
Yeah.
All cheese is white.
All cheese is white, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except blue cheese has the blue in it, the gray blue in it.
That's an addition.
The bright orange color found in many cheddars is not natural and is a result of adding a coloring agent, most commonly the natural dye annatto.
I don't think blue cheese is dyed. Sam, blue cheese is blue cheese.
Hang on. You know what? I am here to do something we never do on this show.
A feta doesn't have any color to it. Feta is white.
The natural color of blue cheese
is
white to creamy yellow.
No blue?
With blue-green veins.
Yes, it's venous.
It's the type of mold, how they get that specific type of mold.
Oh, God, it's so good. Look, the phones are already ringing. One of them's named Dana. I'm telling you.
Oh, you're right. The blue color comes from the penicillin mold added during the cheese-making process.
So
it is an additive.
Good.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense because I am deathly allergic to penicillin medicine.
No. You misread. And so did I. Penicillium.
It's a cousin, Sam. You're fine.
Oh, sorry.
What else would you not eat? Or would it make it more difficult for you to eat? sans color. Cheese, if you told me is cheddar.
What fruits or vegetables are not their real color?
All of them.
I don't believe that.
They make our oranges more orange.
That is true.
Sam, look this up. It's all, the phone's already ringing. I'm telling you.
Bananas are yellow, are they not?
They are. They're going extinct, though.
I'm telling you.
Aren't we all?
We are about to change the way. It's going to do a trick on our brain when you eat.
But the problem is that there are natural ways to do this. For whatever reason, I say for whatever reason, I know the reason, we decided that the petroleum option was the better option. There are natural food dyes. We've had them for millennia. But it wasn't profitable because if you can get it from the ground, you can't make as much money, what I guess petroleum's from the ground too, as synthesizing it in a lab from petroleum. It's all because it's petroleum-based, which is why it causes so much inflammation, which is why it causes cancer. The more you know.
Sam, you have gone off the deep end, man. I'm telling you right now.
Petroleum, other than to fuel vehicles, it's the worst thing that ever happened to us.
Now, we have heard that ketchup.
Ketchup is not going to be red.
No, this story here says ketchup's natural color is indeed red.
Not that red.
Well, probably not.
Do you know what's just always going to be white, no matter what?
Me?
Duke's mayonnaise.
It's got a yellow lid. It's got a yellow lid.
I'm just going to put mayo on everything because you know it's at least just mayo.
Well, not so sure about that. Quick story here from the BBC. A ferry company is apologizing after children were left screaming when porn was screened on one of its ships bound for Sussex. Ironically, the ship was bound for Sussex. DFDS, I don't know what that is, said it was very sorry for the incident, which happened late last month on board a ferry from France to New Haven, England. Said that an adult film was mistakenly broadcast on the onboard lounge television to passengers who had been watching Formula One.
Oh.
You go to Fast Cars to Fast Boys and Girls. A DFDS spokesperson said the crew was not aware that the film was being broadcast, adding that, quote, once they were alerted to the content, the channel was swiftly changed.
Whoops.
We are very sorry for the understandable upset and anger that this caused. It will not happen again. Kids were seen running out of their recliner lounge chairs, screaming. I'm not making that up. One parent was seen running from the room, screaming, "There's hardcore porn on the TV."
Who was the...
One person said, "I couldn't see the TV myself, but it was audible."
Who was the... You know when you hear it. Who was the... Was it a principal or a politician that had Cinemax on and the television behind
that was
him?
That was a county executive, I believe, somewhere down south.
Who tried to say, "Well, that's not what I had on the TV. That was, somebody else must have put that on the TV."
He was not only...
I think he was removed, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And he was also, it was in Oklahoma. It was the guy who, he was the state house speaker or one of the Senate leaders who was trying to get the Ten Commandments in every classroom in Oklahoma.
Thou shall not watch Cinemax after dark when you're at work on the taxpayer dime.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Story here from NBC News. A federal bankruptcy court judge today said that he will approve OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma's latest deal to settle thousands of lawsuits over the toll of opioids that includes some money for thousands of victims of the epidemic. The deal that was overseen by U.S. bankruptcy judge Sean Lane would require members of the Sackler family, who shall burn in hell, who own the company to contribute.
Is there a worse name in the history of business? Madoff is going to be up there.
Sure,
but
course.
Man, if you have to just go the most evil names in finance or business, Sackler and Madoff have to be tied for the level of evil.
So the Sackler family who owns the company, they would have to contribute up to $7 billion and give up ownership of Purdue Pharma. The new agreement replaces one of the U.S. Supreme Court's one that the U.S. Supreme Court rejected last year, finding it would have improperly protected members of the family against future lawsuits. The deal is among the largest in a series of opioid settlements brought by state and local governments against drug makers, wholesalers, and pharmacies that have totaled roughly $50 billion.
They do still get to keep their yachts.
They do.
Do they not?
I believe that is correct.
And their mansions.
All they have to do is the company has to pay $7 billion.
Got it.
And they have to give up ownership of the company.
That company craps $7 billion every 5 minutes.
It's nothing. How do you sleep at night?
They don't. They don't care. They don't care.
I'm sure they sleep just fine because they don't care.
Okay, got a crazy story.
No morality.
Crazy story at Leavenworth, and we're going to have to bring this back up.
Why is it always Leavenworth in Florida?
I do not know.
It is always, if you say crazy story, I think Florida or Leavenworth.
Now, they do get caught and punished in Leavenworth.
That is correct.
Leavenworth is like Platt. You know, you don't want to be going crime in there. Listen to this. A Tonganoxie woman recently convicted of animal cruelty has been ordered to serve a jail sentence after violating the terms of her probation. So 42-year-old Amanda Fleer, Scott, follow me here, gets in trouble. I'll tell you why in a moment. And the judge says, you know what? this case was bad, but instead of sending you to jail, we're just going to suspend the sentence and you're going to be put on probation and you have to follow these rules. And then if you don't, we're going to yank probation. You're going to jail.
Usually that's don't drink alcohol, right. Don't take drugs.
Right. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, Amanda, what did we do? Okay. She has been ordered to serve 10 days in the Leavenworth County Jail for failing to comply with a very specific probation requirement that she remove all animals from her property.
Hmm.
Scott?
I don't want to hear if it's
yes,
mean
you
to
animals.
If it's mean to animals, I don't want to hear it.
She was initially sentenced on September 19th, 2025. I need you to help me do the math.
Okay, September
on
what?
On September 19th. Just this last September 19th, a few weeks ago. September 19th, 2025.
2 months ago.
Along with her co-defendant, in connection with the discovery of a severely malnourished black poodle found abandoned in October. You know, the poodle was 2 years old. They do the little microchip scan on it. It comes back to her. The poodle was infested with fleas, matted, severely underweight.
How could she be sentenced to 2 months ago when the poodle was just found last month?
She pleaded no contest to cruelty to animals in August. Okay?
Okay.
And they told her, we're going to give you 1 year probation. We are going to suspend your 6 months jail sentence. However, you are not or you cannot have animals.
Let me guess. She acquired another animal.
On Thursday, November 13th.
That was yesterday.
18 dogs were taken from her home. The dogs are now in the care of a Leavenworth Area Animal Rescue, which I'm sure does not have the capacity to help all 18 dogs. So she is now serving 10 days in jail. The court has ordered the removal of all of the remaining animals, yet three dogs and a horse still remain on the property. Do people think when a judge tells you the conditions of your probation are this, that's just a suggestion, Amanda?
Sean Diddy Combs was making toilet hooch. They don't care.
But this is a very specific, you can't have animals.
Dana, she has a hoarding problem.
She had 18 and a horse on her. Did she think no one was going to notice?
See, you're using, well, I'm not going to say you're using a logical mind. I'm using a logical mind to try to figure out the illogical. You can't put yourself in their shoes. You can't understand that mind.
18 dogs,
yeah,
and a horse.
I got one, and she's almost too
I don't
much.
Even think she had other probation things like you can't drink or do drugs. I think the judge just said, we're going to, you know, do the deal here. You yep. just can't have animals.
All right, gang. Here's
and Amanda said, I'm going to start a zoo. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm a dog zoo.
Don't get me.
Little sanctuary. Festivus Friday is 1 hour away, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Hey, go to Q39KC.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.